Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Election Day, Tuesday, April 1st, is a culmination of one of the biggest elections our state will have this decade. Many across the nation, supported by an article last week in the Wall Street Journal, are declaring our nonpartisan election this spring as, quote, the most important election of 2025, end quote. We have three major statewide items on the ballot: elections for a new state Supreme Court justice, a new state superintendent of public instruction, and a ballot referendum on voter ID laws. The race for our Supreme Court is what is making this such a high-profile, critically important election. Once again, we have an election that will decide the ideological control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, this time until at least the year 2028, a poignant reminder that every election has very real consequences. Wisconsin voters will select a replacement for retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Our choices are between Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel. Court observers and other pundits assert that Judge Crawford is liberal, while Judge Schimmel is conservative. Thus, if Crawford wins, the court will remain 4-3 liberal. But if Schimmel wins, the court will flip to a 4-3 conservative majority. The state Supreme Court has been under liberal control since 2023, and we have felt the impact of that in our state. New state legislative maps have been established, religious freedom has been trounced on, election integrity compromised, with many more issues remaining before the court, not the least of which is a case from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin asking the High Court to determine that there is a so-called right to abortion in our state constitution. The issue that is pushing the single election to national attention is that liberals now see a path to use Wisconsin as a means for Democrats to once again gain control of the U.S. House. They would accomplish that by keeping our state Supreme Court liberal and pushing through new congressional district maps that would favor liberals. Right now, our Wisconsin U.S. House delegation is 6 Republicans and 2 Democrats. The Republican majority in the U.S. House is so slim that flipping a couple of our congressional seats here could play heavily in flipping the U.S. House. The last conservative candidate to win a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court did so with fewer than 6,000 votes. This race will likely be a close one, too. Along with choosing the next Supreme Court justice, Wisconsin voters will select the next state superintendent of public instruction. The two candidates are Brittany Kinzer and incumbent Jill Underley. While the role of the superintendent is technically nonpartisan, a little research reveals that both candidates are left-leaning. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has endorsed incumbent Jill Underley. The challenger, Brittany Kinzer, is a self-proclaimed blue dog Democrat, meaning she is more politically moderate, which may be more appealing to conservative voters. In a recent forum, which incumbent Jill Underley did not attend, Kinzer discussed the role of the state's voucher programs. She said she was supportive of school vouchers and overtly stated, "I'm pro-school choice." On the contrary, in a recent interview, Underley described school vouchers as a privatization scheme. Since incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer have such different views on school choice, the future of the educational landscape in Wisconsin is definitely on the line in this election. Also on the ballot is a statewide referendum question that, if passed, will ensconce in our state constitution a requirement that citizens produce a valid photo ID in order to vote. While this is currently in our state statutes, putting it in our constitution would make it harder for the courts to overturn it. In addition, thousands of local offices are on ballots across the state, with races for mayors, city councils, town and village boards, school boards, and judges. We say it every election, but it's especially true for this one. Your vote matters, and your vote makes a difference. Absentee ballots by mail are available now. Early in-person voting begins Tuesday, March 18th, and runs through Friday, March 28th. The last day for voting is Election Day, Tuesday, April 1st. Visit myvote.wi.gov to see your sample ballot, find your polling place, get contact information for your clerk, and more. Be informed about the candidates. Be prepared to honor God with your vote, to spread the word about the importance of this election, and to be part of helping to ensure good consequences come from this election. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appley reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.